Out with the MEEP and the MME. Schools around Michigan are gearing up for a new online adaptive assessment test in the spring of 2015. Now, the Michigan Department of Education says the state has only one option for testing students in the Common Core state standards for the next 3 years, and it says that option is the Smarter Balanced Assessment, the SBA. Well, here's the problem for school districts and administrators. Our state lawmakers have not made that official. We wondered how districts are preparing for the SBA or whatever standardized tests the kids will be having to take next year. Joining us is William Heath. He's superintendent of the Morris Area Schools and principal at Morris Junior and Senior High School, located in Shiawassee County. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us, how will administering Smarter Balance differ from administering the MEEP, which of course we know is paper and pencil?
Yeah, so first off, the SBA Smarter Balanced is a computer adaptive test, so it's not just being on a computer. It's also, to simplify it, as a student gets a right answer, they get a harder one. If they get their answer wrong, they get a lower level question, and hopefully it will allow the testing to be able to determine where really is the proficiency. So we're going to have a lot of hurdles in this. When it comes to just giving the test alone, we have to look at our technology and are we ready? And I think the majority across the state, we're all pretty worried about that. And are we going to be ready for the test date when it rolls out? We're used to the MEEP and we're used to the MME and all the hurdles we jump to administer those tests. And if we have those same hurdles with our technology, we're just adding another layer of potential problems.
So technology-wise, what do you need for Smarter Balanced? I guess it would start with enough devices for your kids.
That's correct. So with the MEEP and the MME, we would have one day to take that test.
Yes.
From my understanding, originally they were talking about a 12-week window that we would run. I've heard rumors that it's down to a 4-week window. I'm not sure on that. As that window gets smaller of how much time we have to test, the harder it's going to be. So ideally, if you're in a perfect world, you'd have one desktop computer for every kid. And I say desktop intentionally because my understanding that the schools that have done some of the pilots for the Smarter Balanced have said that the bigger the computer screen, the easier it is for kids to read the test and to manage through the test.
Okay.
And so a lot of school districts have jumped to a one-to-one device, which is great for kids, but plan on using those to assess kids. And that's going to be difficult on an iPad or whatever handheld device they have.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we get through this, we're going to realize that either a laptop or a desktop model is probably going to be the best, a larger screen. Some of these tests have split screens, so you'll read something on the left and on the right, and you can scroll on either side. The more that you put into a test, the harder it is to do with an iPad. So, you know, it'd be great to have a computer for every kid. We don't have that here. That's, you know, space-wise, that would take up a lot of room. One-to-one devices would work. We have a bring-your-own-device policy, so a lot of students are bringing in their own devices and using those on our internet. But if they give us a large enough window, we should be fine. That way we can bring kids through and kind of cycle them through. You know, I've got two computer labs at our high school, 30-some-odd computers, about 35 computers in each lab. So I can test about 70 kids at any given time. But if I had to test the whole school at the same time, that wouldn't work.
I also saw in one report that the recommended bandwidth specifications, it's 50 kilobits, and there's only 62% of Michigan schools that have that bandwidth. So is that causing some concern at Morris schools?
It is. It's not as big of a concern for me. Shiawassee County has done pretty good in helping us out with all of that. I know there is a concern at our RSD level is if all the schools are testing at the same time, how's that going to work? Because they kind of manage our system for us. You know, is it going to work? You know, is a kid going to be taking a test and all of a sudden it's going to crash on them? The pilots have, from my understanding, have run well, but they haven't had, you know, every school within a county testing at the same time. And we run into problems, you know, on occasion when we have high volume days anyways, when depending on what teachers are doing in their classrooms. So it could be an issue. I think anything could be an issue. That's my biggest concern as we do this is that it's spring of 2014. Well, if you don't look outside.
Yeah, we won't look outside, but I know what you're saying. For planning purposes, yes.
It's spring of, and we're talking about doing this testing next year at the exact same time, and there's too many unknowns. Mm-hmm. You mentioned before in your intro that, you know, we're using the Smarter Balanced, and sure, I haven't been told specifically that we are, and I think if we get into the politicians with this, I don't think they agree to that. And so will it be something other than smarter balanced? And so, if it is that test ready to go?
So here you have this report from the Michigan Department of Education going, well, yep, it looks like the one option is smarter balanced. But as you say, no one has made that crystal clear to you yet.
No, not at all. And if you talk to your local politician, they probably, some of them will disagree and say that, well, maybe we need to go to the ACT, has another one that's kind of in the running, I guess you could say. For me, it would be nice as a superintendent, as a principal, to have some concrete answers right now so we can start planning. We're writing student schedules for next year. We're planning, there's a lot of planning that goes on for next school year that's happening right now, and I need to know, how long is my window going to be? What's my test going to be like? So that I can help prepare the kids, but also prepare my staff and my building to get ready for this test.
And when you express those concerns, to whom are you expressing them, and what kind of response do you get?
Now you're walking me in a corner here. Obviously, area superintendents and principals, we all have this discussion, and our counselors, and trying to figure this out. Some of our superintendents are probably a little more vocal with their local politicians and state politicians. And I don't know, when you get involved in the politics side of schools, it gets ugly.
Yeah.
I think politics, no matter what side you're on, has a tendency to get ugly sometimes, and there's people being pulled in a lot of different directions. I think if we all try to use the filter of what's best for kids, we probably could get on the same page and get a decent result in this. I'm not opposed to moving to a computer adaptive testing. Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to assessing on the Common Core state standards at all. My concern is that these results are tied to some important things, including funding and how we run our schools. And we're used to using the MEEP and we're used to using the MME. Well, next year we move to something different. And those test scores are going to be compared to our previous year's test scores. And it's probably not going to look too bright for the whole state of Michigan after these new round of test scores come through. And when they keep adding, there's another layer, now we're computers, now it's a different style test, it's off a different curriculum standards, and so now there's all these variables. I was a science teacher mm-hmm. before I did all this. This is a bad experiment. This experimental design is not working for me on my science mindset. We probably should take one thing at a time, but it seems like we're jumping in 2 feet, and we're gonna do this test in the spring and kind of hope we're ready. Unfortunately, I think that the people that will pay for this will end up being our kids.
William Heath, superintendent of Morris Area Schools and also principal of Morris Junior and Senior High School there in Shiawassee County. Mr. Heath, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you.